The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Pharrell on the bench, Carver Hyatt Mafia in for Scotty tonight. Hour number two is we are watching Giants Chiefs Monday Night Football very late in the second half of a tied 17-17 game right here on Sports Grid Radio. I am laughing, Mafia, because I don't know if you saw this. The Giants punt, the drive stalls at midfield. I do not know what this guy did, but number 47 on the Giants was coming off the field, and Joe Judge stared at him, and they had Judge on the camera. He looked at me, goes, "You're on the bench." And then the guy looked at him again, and Judge like kind of said it even like more sternly. He looked at me, goes, "You're on the bench." And the guy just went over. I don't know what he did on that punt coverage. I don't know what he did wrong, but 47 on the Giants just got the absolute business from Joe Judge. It was hilarious.
And that's what, you know, we've heard about him, how he's, you know, thinks he's Parcells, Belichick, you know, he's going to ream into these guys. And that look in his eyes shows you everything you need to know, that it's not going too well for him, is it?
It is not going too well for him. But he does have a chance, Mafia, to get a win at Arrowhead here tonight. I mean, he's still got a chance to get a win here. In the late moments. Now, is this going to be the drive? We've been saying it all night. Is this going to be the drive where the Chiefs just finish this game off? It's a tie game, 17 apiece. Got just about 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Chiefs are getting the rock. Do they salt this game away? Even a long drive, Mafia, that ends in a field goal with the way the Giant offense is going, that's probably going to be enough here.
It would be enough, but honestly, I don't have confidence that they're going to do it. I think we're going to end up in the overtime because, you know, in previous weeks, you watching the Chiefs, I think it was the Charger game, where, you know, Herbert came down and he scored and there was time left. It's like, all right, well, now you're giving it right back to Mahomes. Here we go. He's going to win the game. Or even in the Raven game, you know, where he had the ball and he had the chance and they don't get it done. In previous years, it's automatic. You know, just like we say with Tom Brady, with Aaron Rodgers, we did with Peyton Manning, where it's like, you can't give this guy time. Or Aaron Rodgers, you don't even need time. What do you have, like 35 seconds? So you had to go no timeouts and somehow got a field goal to go to overtime. Like, if you give these guys a ball, they're automatic. Mahomes was that a couple years ago. This year has not been. So I think we go to OT.
Wow. Mafia calling for overtime here tonight in Arrowhead. Anything is possible. 4:41 to go. Chiefs getting the football. That was Cam Brown, by the way, Mafia. 47 on the Giants. I had to go and ask a couple resident Giant fans. Who's 47? He just got the business. And he's the gunner on the punt coverage. And Joe Judge was not happy with his performance on that play. Patrick Mahomes, 8 career game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime. He is looking for number 9 against Big Blue, who has put up a spirited defensive effort tonight. Say what's wrong with Mahomes or not, a very spirited defensive effort from Big Blue, and there's another drop. This is going to be a hold on the Chiefs. Giants might get the football back again, too. Then get a little.
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, we could have something like that with Kelce dropping, and it's in his hands. I know it's a little low. He's a tall guy, but every other year he makes that catch.
But there it is again, Mafia, though. Mahomes running to his left. Inaccurate throw. It's not the same. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. That's right. Sports Grid Radio. Carver High Mafia in for Scotty tonight, all week long, as we are hanging with you. Hour number two, Chiefs and the Giants coming down to the wire. We have had some good ones, Mafia. The Monday nights that we have done since Scotty's had a couple of them off here in the last month, we've had good ones. We had the Colt-Raven game. I mean, last week the game sucked, but at least it was like down to the wire, the Saints and the Seahawks. And then we have another down-to-the-wire game between the Giants and the Chiefs. And it seems like it's actually – it's not just our luck, Mafia. I feel like in primetime games, it's been that luck. The NFL has had a good – I'd say their percentage of really good games for primetime, not just Mondays, but Sundays and Thursdays also has been pretty high this year.
Yeah, it's been the NFL's luck. I mean, I feel like probably 75 to 85% of the primetime games have been great this year, even ones that shouldn't, like this. Even ones like, you know, last night where you have Cooper Rush getting in there for the Cowboys, still a great game against Minnesota, and they end up pulling it out, the Dallas does. You know, there's been a lot of games where even ones where you're like, all right, this should be bad, ends up being a great game, even terrible great games like we have with Seahawks and New Orleans.
Now, I don't know, Mafia, if Mahomes knew he had a free play there. I'm sure that he did. He made an awful throw that the Giants picked off, but they were offsides. 53 jumped. And I just want to see, like, yeah, you know what? That's not like he was taking a deep shot and threw a pick there knowing he had a free play. He was going to that guy. He made an awful throw. So now second and 15 for the Chiefs. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Carver High, Mafia in for Scotty. We'll come back. Keep our eyes on this game. We'll start to get into some of the other news throughout the day here in the NFL. Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks. Find a penny and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty to start the week off. He is off all week long, so you get us right here. Monday Night Football coming down to the end. The Chiefs and the Giants. The refs have definitely played a part here in the last couple of minutes. They actually missed a face mask, a phantom face mask on the Giants, which some people say wasn't a face mask. It was a face mask. Either way, the refs missed it. The Chiefs have moved down the field now just to, once again, I was going to say a big connection, like big in the sense, Mafia, that he hit Hardman, you know, for like a little 5-yard play, and Hardman did all the work and got the ball down inside the 15. So the Chiefs are now there. They're actually inside the 10. So it's going to be second and goal for the Chiefs. I believe they went to the 2-minute warning right now. So we'll see if the Chiefs can punch it in or if the Giants can hold them to 3 and maybe give themselves a chance here. Been a fun game, been a little bit of everything, Mafia, but the refs have definitely had their place as well in the last 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, when I said that they would not end up getting the touchdown or the score in general and getting the win here with Mahomes, I did not expect, at least 20, 30 yards of penalties being given to them in this drive. It's ridiculous. You got the face mask, you got the offsides that, you know, negated another one of his interceptions. So the flags have definitely gone in their favor and helped them out here. Whether they were legit or not is up to you and your interpretation of things. But that's not what I expected to happen on this drive. Obviously, when you get that many yards just handed to you, you almost can't help but score.
Yeah, that play to Hardman wasn't even a little screen. It was like a handoff. It was one of those push passes up from the front. So, I mean, hey, that's what, yeah, it was like a front handoff. They count that as a completion. But geez, nothing downfield for Patrick Mahomes tonight. I mean, absolutely nothing. But they still got a chance to win the game as a 2-minute warning. We'll see. What do we got for live, Mafi? We get anything for live? Giants plus 3.5, Chiefs minus 3.5. Plus 710 for the Giants, money line, if you want to get real spicy here at the 2-minute warning. Last chance to maybe jump in and get involved in this game at the end. So here we go. Second down, second and goal. 2 minutes left. Does the Giant D have one more hold in him for three, Mafia? Do they have it? Tell me. One more hold for three. Take that as a no from Mafia. Say Mafia says that's got to be a no. Silence from Mafia means that there is no shot that the Giants are going to hold them to 3 points right here. Another one of these little underhand shovel passes. This one to Kelsey. Some of these plays, like, I don't know what is going on here. It's like they don't want him to throw the football.
They're afraid to let him throw anywhere where there's coverage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, Moff. It's 100% true. So third and goal now. For the Chiefs, Mahomes comes over. Andy gives him a look. Judge does look different, Mafia. He does look different. He's got like this high cut. He's got a little bit more weight on him too.
I was gonna say, it looks like he's put it. He does have a little bit of a. I don't know if the sweatshirt is too big or what, but stress is getting to him. He's looking more like Reed than himself.
Yeah, he is. Win, lose, or draw, Mob, whether it's a touchdown or field goal, the Giants are going to get one more crack at this to either tie them or take the lead. They're going to get another crack. There's way too much time, and it's third and goal.
They are, but, I mean, they're going to have, they'll have no timeouts, and they'll have no receivers outside of Ingram, so I don't give them any chance.
And they got Mahomes. He's wrong. He takes a sack. Sacked again, Mafia. Big third down play. So the Chiefs will run this down.
Because like that almost goes against the Giants. Like, yeah, they get the three instead of seven, but you're going to run another 30 seconds off that clock.
Yeah, you're going to run. And that's where taking the sack instead of throwing it away, smart for Mahomes there, because it allows 40 seconds to come off the clock. So the Chiefs will take this down and probably take a timeout. And it'll be about a buck 10. No, they're just going to go out there and kick it. And here comes Butker. There'll be about a buck 10 left to go for the Giants. And listen, we're only talking three, and they've got a good kicker in Gonneau. Really good kicker, Mafia, they have. So they don't, you know, they only need to get to maybe the 35, 38 to give him a shot, a good shot. If he can go 55 or better.
He can. I just don't think they can with that little bit of time, with no timeouts, with the limited, you know, options that they have given the injuries they have. I just don't see it happening for DJ unless he has a big run. You know, if he all of a sudden breaks one off and goes 35 yards on a scramble, then maybe they have a shot.
All right, 107 is going to be the call. 20-17 kickoff coming now for the G-Men. Big Blue with one last shot. As Butker's field goal was good, 34-yarder. The Giant offense, no weapons. Daniel Jones going to get a shot here to be a hero. Giants actually down to plus 470 on the money line. Maybe they think the Giants are going to get a touchdown here, Bob. Touchdown. Went from plus 700 to plus 470.
Well, they at least think they have a chance of getting the field goal if it's going to be that much. I mean, usually if it's a team that really has no chance, it's going to be, you know, like, might be off the board, like minus 1,500 or plus 1,500 or something like that.
They bump it up there pretty good at those points. We'll see what happens. We're too enthralled with this game. After this,
I bet you if they got the touchdown instead of field goal, it'd be over 1,000.
Yeah.
It'd be 12 to 1,500.
Yeah, probably. Probably, yeah, it would probably be in that 9 to 12 range, I think. It'd be in the 9 to 12 range. Somewhere around there. Three career game-winning drives in the fourth quarter and overtime for Daniel Jones. All of them on the road. So Big Blue. I'm not going to watch the live line move, Mafi, because you know what happens? The live line always tells the story before you actually see it on the screen. The live line.
Isn't that amazing?
Because it's.
I mean, how? Isn't the TV technology at this point where it's like instantaneous? So we see the play. There is no delay, no lag, and somehow they still know before us.
Apparently not in all the sportsbooks offices because they are always ahead always ahead of the play. Always got you, baby. 1 minute to go. That did not do much for the Giants. Out of bounds. Picked up a couple of yards. Graham Gano. I think that just said, let's say 57 Mafia career high for Gano. 57?
63.
Oh, 63. He ain't kicking 63 tonight in Arrowhead.
Yeah, I think right that was now. Back in the day when he was kicking in the dome.
He ain't kicking 63 tonight. That's for sure. If I'm the Giants, Mop, and here we go. They're going to take a sack. They got no timeouts. They got to hurry now here. 55 seconds. Clock's running. It'll be third and long. Mafia, I'm sorry. You just got to go with the chuck it downfield and get it, and you hope for a catch or a flag. Like that. That's honestly, that should be your offense right now. With especially now with no timeouts and 40 seconds left and you're still on your own 20.
Yeah, I mean, on that one, they look like they're set up for a deeper pass, and unfortunately, they just got to him quick. The line is they're getting picked apart by this rush.
Like there, I mean, I guess he had no time, but once again, he's just throwing it out to the side. Like a little check. Come back, drop back 7 yards, and heave it. Heave it. Get your fastest guy out there. They're all hurt. I get it. Tony left the game. This guy. Get somebody. Get Ross out there and let it fly, Moff. Just like in the first half. Just let it fly a deep ball and let something happen.
Right, because you need a big chunk of yards. You're only 35 seconds, no timeouts. You know, you need 20, 30 yards just in this pass to even have a chance afterwards because you still got to get up there and get a snap and everything.
Didn't even get it off. That's that. So the Jeez. Chiefs will survive, Mafia, 20-17. They will beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. Another spirited effort from Big Blue, but they come up short. But hey, they covered on the road again. Covered on the road.
For Is the that bench, worse that Ryan Kansas Mafia. City barely beat them or that the Giants lost their team that could barely beat anybody?
Right. I listen, the Chiefs still got a lot of problems. They got a lot of problems still. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight right here on Sports Grid Radio. He will be out all week long. Giants lose in Arrowhead 20-17. Not an impressive performance from the Kansas City Chiefs once again. Mahomes did not look good all night. They did win the football game. They are now 4-4, but they still have lots of questions. The Giants, as usual, over the last couple of years, you know, they give you a spirited effort, but just not enough. And if they had even a capable Mafia, if they had even a capable offense tonight, they beat the Chiefs. I believe that a capable offense, they win the game.
Yeah. And you know, you can blame it all you want on the injuries and guys not missing, but you still got to come up with a game plan. You still got to figure out what you have and make something work out of it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was missing his best guys on Thursday and made it work against one of the best teams in the NFL. And I get it. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Famer, one of a kind, you know, Daniel Jones isn't that guy, but you got to figure out something, and they did not.
They certainly didn't. But I will say this. The Giants are pretty good at covering up on the road as dogs. That is now, I believe, if I remember, I believe it was 11-2 in the last 13 before the game. So that would make it 12-2 in the last 14. They covered on the road getting points. So Giants.
And that's great, 11. But fans aren't going to put up with us. That.
I don't care about the fans, Mafia. You know that. I care about winning tickets. Screw the fans. It's about making money. It's about cash, Mafia. Tickets. I have to ask you a question. 4-2
now in Kraken and Edmonton. You got your half a goal away. 17 minutes left.
Yes. Need one more goal in that game. A lot of time to go. 4-2 now. We need one more to get over the total out there in Alberta. I need to ask you this. Didn't they just have Saturday night UFC 267? Wasn't that just on Saturday?
Yes, it was.
Two Saturdays ago.
That was.
So
no, that was
they're Saturday. Doing. So they're doing two Saturdays in a row. This is 268 now. This Saturday, two Saturdays in a row.
Yep. The pay per view that they had. Well, what would have been a pay per view, but they gave it away for free on Saturday over ESPN Plus app. Usually, you know, they kind of space it out a little more, but that was the one for October. And now we have the one for November coming up next week, and they go from, usually the way it was going with the pandemic was like, you do a couple things over in Abu Dhabi, and then you come back to the U.S. This one, it's one shot in Abu Dhabi, and then they're into New York. They're in Madison Square Garden on Saturday.
This is at the Garden on Saturday?
At the Garden,
wow. Wow. And you're not going to be here to go. You usually go to this November one at the Garden. Have they been doing the Garden every November, aside from last year, obviously, with the pandemic? Yeah. They've been doing every November in the Garden?
At least every November. Usually, I think they try to do it twice. Usually, it was like April, November, something like that. I mean, this is going to be the first one to try to state that I haven't gone to in a long time. I always go and get the media credentials, whether it be at the Garden or at the Rock, or I've gone to Barclays. Some events out of Nassau, all over.
Yeah. So Usman and Covington on Saturday night. That's the main event. That's the rematch. Usman's tough. He is, but that last guy he beat what was that, Masvidal the last time he fought, right? Second fight with Masvidal. He beat his ass that night. I give him credit. He didn't sit there and leg kick for 3 hours that night. He actually beat the guy's ass. He actually did the last time.
No, Kamaru Usman has been running through everybody lately. I mean, he's kind of taking it upon himself to show that he is the best out there, not just like, oh, I'm the champ and I'm going to take the belt, because, as you said before, when he had the belt, he was doing a lot of, holding guys against the cage, guarding them down, wearing them down with the wrestling and the clinch. Now he's out to prove that no one's on my level, and doing it with his fist. I mean, he destroyed Gilbert Burns. Burns caught him early and, shook him a little bit, but then he finished him real easy. He's gone through Masvidal and battered him after all his smack talk about how, if I had a full camp, you're not going to do that to me. Well, he did it to him even worse. And then now, same thing with Covington. He beat Covington, broke his jaw, but Covington likes to think that it was 2-2 going into that round. I'm not sure I agree. I think he was clearly controlling it. And so now he's going to try to beat him even worse. And the problem is, he's getting all these rematches with him because he's cleaned out that division either on the way up or on the while at the top. So, after Covington, it's really like, well, who else are you going to put out there?
Right. Now, I will say, here's how I can usually tell the UFC is having a good event. When I know a lot of the fighters on the main card, that's usually a good sign for them. Like this Wei Zhang and Thug Rose, they've fought like four times already, haven't they? Like, this is like, how many times has Wei Zhang fought Thug Rose? It's probably only the second, but I feel like they've fought a bunch of times already.
No, it's only the second. Zhang Weili was a champ last time, and Nam Yunus knocked her out. So now it's the rematch to see if, Weili can get her belt back, or if Thug Rose holds on to it. JJ, Yonah Jacek was the one she fought a bunch of times before that.
Right.
Then you got
right.
Gaethje versus Chandler, which is going to be violent. Jane Burgos on there, who's a good fighter.
Frankie Edgar still fighting, huh?
Yeah, because you're in New York, so you're going to get Shane Burgos and Frankie Edgar almost every time, as long as they're there, because they're from, the New York, New Jersey area. So, they're still tough. Frankie's tough, but,
Ally Aquinta on the card before?
The New York guy,
The prelims. The prelims, your boy.
You're always going to get some New York fighters in there.
So back-to-back weeks for big cards for the UFC, and now they'll go what? They'll go in the cupboard till January. Do they do a December one? Do they do a December pay-per-view?
Oh, yeah, they definitely do a December. Usually it's right in between Christmas and New Year's, depending on the dates. That's usually one of the biggest cards of the year is the final one.
But that's still a long break between pay-per-views. They do the first Saturday in November all the way to the last Saturday in December. That's usually that's a pretty long break for them. But they'll still have all the nonsense cards every Saturday, right? On Plus or on.
Looks like it's not going to be that long this year. It looks like they're doing December 11th is going to be the next pay-per-view. The Oliveira Poirier for the lightweight. And the last one is only going to be December 18th because, you got Christmas December 25th. So New Year's is right after that.
The holidays are falling on Saturdays this year. So that's
because of that, they're going to end on the 18th.
That's a couple weeks that they're at least they're actually going to take a few weeks off. Good for them. So you got actually a good fight Saturday. Off,
actually, there like December 18th to January 22nd.
Wow. Okay. How about Dana giving everybody a month off? Good for him. And that's so you got a good fight on Saturday. You got the UFC card at the Garden, and you have Canelo Plant, the boxing match on that's Saturday night as well, right? In Vegas.
Yeah. And two, you know, okay. combat sports matches where the guys absolutely hate each other's guts. So.
That's a couple good fights. That's gonna be a violent fight, I think, on Saturday night between those two. Who do they got? What are they giving you for Plant right now? I'm just gonna take a quick look, Mafia. Plus 650 for Plant. He's not gonna beat Canelo, right? He's not
gonna No, probably not. I mean, he's fast, but Canelo's got the power to eventually catch
I can't even take a stab with Caleb Plant. I can't. Man, I like it too. Plus 650 is so juicy, but he's not beating him.
You also even have Saturday early on Saturday night. If you really love combat sports, want to go down the rabbit hole with me, you got bare knuckle fighting 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
Heavyweight title.
That right.
Yeah, in New York, but not in New York City, up in Seneca, New York.
Ooh, at the casino?
Yeah.
Nice. Good. So we got a bare knuckle fight on Saturday also, which you'll cover on the show. Thursday night, right? Thursday night the show?
Yep, well, it'll be on Thursday night, late Thursday night.
Okay, on Sports
Grid. Inaugural episode.
The inaugural episode, Thursday night on Sports Grid. I like it. Right before the fight in Seneca on Saturday. So there you go. Look for that with Mafia coming up on Thursday. Good weekend of fights. That's a good weekend. You got a whole bunch of stuff there
to chew on.
Yes, a lot of violence this week. There's no doubt about that. I now have the Edmonton game on, Mafia. So 4-2, 13 minutes to go between the Kraken and the Oilers as we're looking for one more goal to cash the over in that game. We have not gotten to do – we've had so much fun with the Giants and the Chiefs tonight. We have not gotten to do a lot of other stuff, Mafia. We will have to do that when we come back. Hit a couple of big stories. College football tomorrow night, we'll get the first crack to yell about the college football playoff tomorrow night because we're going to come on maybe about an hour and a half after they announce it. So get ready, Mafia, because, you know, even though I like to sit here and tell you how it doesn't matter, I still like to scream about it.
Of course, everybody does. You got to. You can't say, oh, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to talk about it because it's huge. It controls it, whether or not it's legit, whether or not people agree with it. That's the rules. That's what it goes by. So we got to argue about whether it's legit or not, whether it's real, whether it's the right teams.
Man, I'm looking at some of these. I got some of the lines open for next week already. Cowboys laying 9 against the Broncos. Oof. Cowboys laying 9 against Denver. Dak playing? Dak going to play?
We don't know. Allegedly, he's going to be practicing Thursday, they said.
If Dak plays, I'll definitely lay that. The Broncos stink. They are so bad. Ugh. So bad. Who are the Chiefs? Who did I say the Chiefs have this week? The Chiefs have a tough game where they go to their bye this week, I think. They probably don't have, they obviously don't have the Chiefs line up yet for this. The Chiefs might have their bye next week. They could definitely use it. Man, the Chiefs. Oh, I told you the Packers, Moff. Chiefs, Packers, the late 425 game. And we saw that Wilka headline was -2.5 for the Chiefs. Ooh. You think that there's still -2.5 after that performance tonight?
Try 12.5.
What?
Getting what?
Pharrell on the bench. Carver Eye and Mafia in for Scotty. Come back, talk a little bit about all the news throughout the day. Derrick Henry, Von Miller, and the rest of it. Late night right here on the grid, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling on the bench right after this.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever panicked at realizing you've lost your lucky troll doll, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Almost said coast to coast, Mafia. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good one tonight. Chiefs do end up beating the Giants 20-17. Some good NBA. Are the Thunder still beating the Clippers, Mafia? I want to quickly check that right now. They are at the half. Thunder up 4 on the Clips. You know what that means, Mafia? We have to go and see. What do we got on what do we got on the Clippers in the second half? What do we got in the second half line for the Clips? What do we have? Give me this Thunder game here. -10. -10. So they'd have to win the game. 6 is a push. They'd have to win the game by 7. What were they pregame, Mafia? 14? What'd I say? It was 11 or 14?
Was that? I think it was like 12, somewhere like 12 and a half.
12 and a half. 12 and a half. You need to win by 7 to cover this halftime bet. I don't think I can do this, Mob. I can't get involved with the Clippers and the Thunder.
No, you can't trust the Clippers right now. I mean, this is a team that they were so good without Kawhi still last year. You know, PG-13, like they knew how to win. All of a sudden, they just forgot everything that they did last year without this guy. And it seems like without him, they're just a mess.
I'll tell you what's a better bet in this game right now. The over, the second half over. Only 84 points in the first half. 103 your total for the second half. That's where I'd go. I think that's how you might pull me in here. Really getting involved. See, I got that Giant winner tonight, Mafia, so we're just looking to go on to the next one now. We got to go to the next one. Let's go.
Chasing that dragon, huh?
Over 103 in the second half. Let's go, baby. Get it done. News of the day, Mafia, that we talked about. Two big items in the NFL. First of all, Henry, which is just crushing to them. I don't know which way you want to slice it. The Titans losing Henry for the rest of the year. Now, is there a path for them to survive this, Mafia? There is, because they're 6-2 already and they've beaten the Colts twice and the other two teams in their division absolutely suck. So there is a path for the Titans to still win that division. Schedule, they've got winnable games that you would think Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown and that passing offense is going to be able to get them to 10. You know, if they can go 4-4 the rest of the way and win 10 games, that should be enough to get the AFC South. In fact, 10 will definitely be enough to get you the AFC South, but still a tough blow. And I know Adam said, you know, they're going to give the Capitals stay on coast. Oh, they're going to give the ball Adrian Peterson. Yeah, look, I'm not a fan of that route, Mafia. I mean, Adrian Peterson's 200 years old. I can't believe that they consider him an option right now. I just can't.
Yeah, that is crazy. The thing of not only bringing him in, well, they are bringing him in, but bringing him in and making him the main back when he's ready. But, you know, when you look at what they have, they're really nothing. You know, Adam gave us the names, and you don't know who the heck they are. In fact, if you look at the depth chart on ESPN, there's only one guy there, and it's this guy McNichols, who has Jeremy McNichols, who this year has 7 attempts for 38 yards. Good 5.4 average, but, you know, that's because it's such a limited sample size. It's his fifth year. In 5 years for his career, in 25 games played, he has 56 attempts and 246 yards, one touchdown. And most of that came last year, where in 16 games, he had 47 attempts for 200 yards and one touchdown. Other than that, got like 2 games played, no attempts in his rookie season. 1 game played, 2 attempts in 2018 for the Colts. 1 game, no attempts for Jacksonville in 2019. It wasn't until he came to Tennessee that this guy even got, you know, I can't even say legitimate or decent carries, because it's not even that.
Yeah, I honestly would be working the phones if I was them between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow. Like, I know I asked them, is it, and there we go. Is that a goal? Nope. He stopped him. It looked like Edmonton was about to celebrate there. 7:52 to go. We still need one more goal for the over out in Edmonton. I just it's not the answer. It just isn't. Can they? And here's another thing that's no given, Mafia. You heard the Dr. Chow clip that we played. Thinking that this is going to be on the short side, 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know if that's necessarily true either. I think that there's, for a guy of his size and how much wear and tear he has, I think we need to be looking more on the back end side, more in the 10 to 12 range is where they should be looking.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really think of him as a running back. You got to think of him almost as like a defensive end who runs a lot, you know, because that's what his size is. He's a big dude. People forget that because the running back, and this guy is, and that is a goal, 5'2 now Edmonton. So you there get your go. Over. But I mean, Derrick Henry's a big guy and he's running constantly. This isn't, you know, where he's not pounding the feet, whereas, you know, maybe he can go a little softer on some of these runs, like a receiver. Like, he's got to run hard. That's his style. He's not a guy who can get around you and, you know, he's got back type of player. He's got to run hard. And that's the thing, too, when you're talking about plugging in some of these guys, like, oh, we just find somebody and throw them in, because that has worked in some places, obviously. We've seen, you know, what was it, you know, the guy in Cleveland that took over for them and had the huge game out of nowhere. You've seen other guys, you know, that come in off the street and have some big games. That's in different situations. Those are more of like not a certain running back style, you know, system. That's anybody can jump in there. That system is built around Derrick Henry. It's built around power running. So you need to find the right running back too. You can't just throw anybody in there to be a power runner like Derrick Henry. Yeah. AP has that style to a degree, but like you said, he's really old and he's taking a lot of beating.
I mean, he's 200 years old. Like, what? I cannot believe that this is where we're digging. I mean, there's more capable guys out there.
Right, wasn't even a starter in his last stop either.
Oh, just awful. Now, I wanted to see, FanDuel usually gives you, they have the updated week-to-week regular season win totals. They don't have Tennessee listed, though, right now. I don't blame them either. They're probably still trying to figure out what they're going to put the Titans at with 6-2 and no Henry probably the rest of the way. Man, I would have liked to see a number on Tennessee. No number. No number. How about the Colts? 8.5. Yeah, they're not winning the division. They're just not going to win that division. That's for sure. I wonder who is the other team I wanted.
No, I'm not. They already played the Titans twice. So it's not even like they can get an extra win out of the Henry injury.
No. They would need to go ahead of them. And the Titans would really have to go in the tank for that. I don't think that they're – I understand Henry's there. See, here's the thing that Henry does, though, man. He allows Tannehill to actually throw. Everybody sees how great Tannehill's been since he went to Tennessee. That's because everybody's keyed on Henry. So things could be a little different.
For like a lot more one-on-one coverage when he got to load the box against Derek.
Right. He's not going to get that now. Now you don't need to load the box. That's over. Teams can play – some better coverages against their passing game. Deep.
You can play zone.
Yeah. So I think that this really does turn the tables a little bit. But their schedule's so soft. They got to find a way to get 4 wins. Maybe tomorrow they'll have a number up and be able to take a look at it. The other news today was the Von Miller trade. Now, did you see this story, Mafia? Let me just bring it up really fast. I want to make sure that we get the right guys and we credit everybody. Adam Beasley. He used to cover the Dolphins. Now he's NFL insider for the Pro Football Network. He used to work at the Miami Herald. He had a story today, and I'm going to bring it up now, about Von Miller. That Von Miller threw a Halloween party over the weekend. A source with direct knowledge of the situation tells Pro Football Network that Miller became upset when his teammates declined to kick in for his annual Halloween party. It's a massive affair with a 6-figure price tag. This year, it featured some hip-hop act. I don't know who. Quavo from the hip-hop act Migos. Miller's request for financial help came as a surprise to his teammates. They had assumed they were invited guests to the party, not co-hosts. Miller even wanted rookies to contribute several thousand dollars for an event they had no role in planning. Apparently, this got back, Mafia, to Vic Fangio and Broncos management, and they were not happy at all. Miller, I've always been a team guy. Where's the part about Fangio? Give me a moment here, Mafia, in this story. We're told Coach Vic Fangio and General Manager George Patton became aware of the rift. That may have factored into the team's decision to move on from the 8-time Pro Bowler, despite the Broncos just sitting a half game out of the 7th seed. You like that little nugget to the story, Mafia, that Von Miller gets shipped to Los Angeles because he wanted the guys to pay for the Halloween party?
That can't be the reason. That's not something that's going to make you give up a guy who is, you know, one of the all-time greats of your franchise is a pass rusher. It's just going to be something off. If you're already thinking of doing it, maybe that's the straw that breaks the camel's back. But honestly, you're not going to say, oh, this guy ticked people off. We're getting rid of him because he wanted to pay for a party. You know, it's not like when they got rid of your boy Kelly's nephew because he was an idiot and getting in trouble with people.
Look, that is very juicy and spicy. The Von Miller ripping the locker room apart because he wanted the guys to pay for the Halloween party. He did sit down. They put out the Broncos, but he sat. He did like a 10-minute video thanking every single person he's ever come into contact with the organization. I mean, you saw that. The Broncos put out this huge video, thanked everybody that's ever worked there for his time in Denver. It was really bizarre. It's really weird. I bet you he did want the guys to pay. I mean, he's only worth $90 million. Von Miller. Cheap. Cheap, Moff. Wants the rookies to pay for the Halloween party.
Quavo go there. You know, everyone's enjoying the tunes, right?
Quavo. Quavo in the Halloween party. Some DJ doing it. took the Broncos locker room down. Let me tell you, the Broncos had problems long before Von Miller had Quavo at the Halloween party and charged the rookie $7,000. They had problems long before that. Their problems, Mafia, are Vic Fangio, Teddy Bridgewater, and Drew Lock. Those are their problems.
You thought political fundraisers were, you know, a high price tag at 10 grand a plate. You got to go to a Halloween party and play 7 grand to go in?
You got to be joking me. I thought that was pretty good. The Von Miller.
It's a costume prize if it's that much to get in.
That's a good one. How do you like this one? Lions are so bad. You now get the Lions to go 0-17 at plus 500. Can I get you to bite on that?
No, Lions there's got to be
0-17. Now,
even though I keep getting bit by them, I can't believe they're going to go winless. It's got to be one game.
Fine. Here we go. I'll give you something even better then. FanDuel put up, and this is pretty interesting, the first win for the Lions, who will it be against? Now, they've already played the Bears once. They do play them one more time. The Bears are plus 200. Steelers plus 260. They're not beating the Steelers in Heinz Field. Let's calm down. Then plus 500 for 0-17 is third on the list, Mafia. Browns 6-1, Vikings 10-1, Falcons 21-1, Packers 25-1, Broncos 25-1, Cardinals 30-1, Seahawks 40-1. It's too bad they're not playing the Seahawks next week. They could probably beat them if Geno was the quarterback. Maybe.
I think they had a chance to beat the Falcons. I mean, they love to blow leads. Now you got Calvin Ridley leaving the team because of, you know, his mental issues that he needs to sort things out. Game. I mean, they just got to beat Pitts and Ice. It's in Atlanta. Atlanta loves blowing leads.
Let's try to find an edge here. What's the best? The Bears is the home game plus 200. That's got to be. Is that Thanksgiving? Yes. That's the Thanksgiving. They're usually good in the Thanksgiving game. The Bears plus 200. Give me another spot here, Mike.
It'll be a short week game, though.
What if they go into the last game with 0-16 and the Packers are playing for nothing? Packers at 25-1 right now. For all on the bench, Carver Iron Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back and wrap it up for night one of No Pharrell right here on the bench, right after this on the grid.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. So the better Mafia at the Trop in Vegas, who put the cool G on the immortal Mike White to lead week eight in passing yards, 125-1. That is a winner, Mafia. Neither Mahomes nor Jones threw for 406 yards tonight. They barely threw for that combined. I'm just kidding. I know it was a little bit more than that, but 125 grand for that ticket. Not a bad weekend. Not a bad weekend.
I mean, that's insane. You got to be like completely beside yourself that it actually worked out. I mean, that seems like it was a dare bet, except for the fact that it was a grand, you know, down. I mean, how much money do you have to be able to essentially waste a grand on betting Mike White to lead the league in passing this week.
I think, Mafia, that maybe there's a chance that I, you know, maybe somebody who's got a lot of money to burn. I mean, for some people, Mafia, a thousand's like, you know, 100 to me and you. I mean, there's just, you know, some people get their unit sizes are a hell of a lot bigger than others. Maybe he bets like five or six guys every week to have the most passing yards. Maybe the five or six biggest long shots and hoping something like that happens. And he caught one this week. I mean, that's possible. Possible that
that's the only way that's possible.
Because either that's got to be the only way you're betting Mike White to have the most passing yards this week. Good week for him. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Great job, Moff. I'll see you tomorrow. We will be back in for Scotty again. Pharrell on the bench, Sports Grid Radio. See you then.